Now, talking of the hippo, by the way, we thought for all the, what's the word, levity, I suppose, we have had around finding it. But if you were to encounter the hippo that's on the loose around the Yerkes-Gay River, what would you do? What would you do? And just how dangerous are hippos? And how long can it stay out and not where it ought to be? Nikki Wright joins us now. And Nikki Wright is a wildlife rehabilitation specialist at the Johannesburg Wildlife Veterinary Hospital. Nikki, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Morning. It's a pleasure.
So, you know, for the layperson, there's a hippo on the loose in four ways. It's a little dramatic, perhaps, but obviously it could go horribly wrong if somebody were to, for example, confront the hippo should they meet it.
Yes, exactly. It could do. I think people are always very surprised when wildlife turns up on the edges of suburbia and indeed even in suburbia. And this hippo... its sort has come down from the Hartebeespoort Dam area through that Crocodile River catchment area and has ended up in, or was last seen, I think, in Chartwell. So it's moving up and down that riverine system.
And it's important to note, of course, that, I mean, these areas, it's suburbia now, but this was the original habitat of these animals, wasn't it?
Yes, I suppose it was. I think a lot of wildlife would have moved up and down those river corridors. It's not really suburbia, although Chartwell is more plot land at the moment. But going out towards Hartebeespoort, it definitely gets wilder. But anyway, if anybody does see the hippo or sees its tracks or anything like that, we have got a number and an official that it must be reported to who is heading up the team who's monitoring the situation closely.
Do you want to give us that number, Nikki?
Like me to give that, the number is 071.
Yeah.
257.
Right.
74.
Yeah.
81.
Fantastic. And who do people speak to?
To Mr. Erasmus Nkabende. And he is a law enforcement official with the Conservation Department of Gauteng.
Just talk to me from a safety point of view. I mean, how dangerous are hippos? Because it's understood hippos kill more people in Africa than, say, lions do.
Yes, they do. They are extremely aggressive, especially when cornered or when harassed or when caught off guard out of the water. If they're grazing, you don't want to get between them and the water. They must always have an escape route. And, you know, if I saw this hippo, I would move right out of its way.
Yeah. So the thing to do if you are in that area and were you to encounter it, the idea obviously is that you move away from it as safely as you can and as quickly as you can.
Yes, that's right. And phone Erasmus on the number that we've given. I don't think anybody must have anything to do with a hippo. They must just keep away. Certainly not harass it or try and herd it or do anything like that. Just leave it alone and report it to the authorities who have a contingency plan in place, I believe, with the necessary backup of veterinarians and capture crews and that kind of thing, if that's what's needed. You know, we're hoping also that perhaps the hippo just goes back to where it came from. You know, it obviously knows where it has come from and hopefully it just meanders back and displays normal behavior and goes back.
Nikki, how vulnerable are hippos?
I think they're vulnerable to confrontation with people. And so with any wildlife, you have, you know, the human-wildlife conflict where the two overlap. And so if something like this gets involved or turns up in a community or an area where there's farming going on or trout dams, for instance, that kind of thing, you know, people would take exception to it and it might end badly for the hippo. So hippo are vulnerable to, as are any wildlife, to to that human conflict.
Human encroachment. All right, Nikki Wright, we'll leave it there. Wildlife Rehabilitation Specialist on the line there. The number to dial would be 071-257-7481. And you'll speak to an Erasmus Ngabinde should you spot the hippo. But before you make that call, of course, make sure you move as safely and as quickly away from the situation as you can.